Have you ever played the telephone game? You know, where one person whispers a message to another, and then by the time it reaches the end of the line, it's a completely different message? There's an expensive version of this game happening in business every day. Entrepreneurs think they're communicating clearly with their market, but somewhere between their message and their audience's ears, something crucial gets lost. Today, I'm going to show you why having a clear message isn't enough and reveal the framework that turned a struggling consulting firm's 12% close rate into a 47% success story in just 90 days.
Welcome to the Buzzworthy Marketing Podcast. Here's your host, Michael Buzinski.
Welcome back, Buzzworthy Entrepreneurs. I'm your host, Michael Buzinski, but you, my friends, can call me Buzz. And today, we're continuing our deep dive into the AAA Alignment Audit. If you caught our last episode, you learned how to maintain authenticity even as your business scales. Today, we're shifting gears to talk about something equally crucial: audience alignment. But before we start, let's take a deep moment to hit that subscribe button. I greatly appreciate your support and want to be sure you don't miss out on all of this honey that makes money. And with that, let's start this episode with a buzzworthy insight.
Here's a buzzworthy insight.
Too many companies approach their audience like they're trying to win a shouting match. They think if they just talk louder or more often or use fancier words, they'll finally get through. But here's the thing: volume isn't the problem. Understanding is. Remember our race car analogy? We got your engine, your authenticity, perfectly tuned. But even the most powerful engine won't win races if you don't understand the track. And that's exactly what audience alignment is all about. Knowing every turn, every straightaway, every opportunity to pull ahead of the competition. I hope you've been following along this season and remember the software company I mentioned earlier called DataPro. They had everything going for them: brilliant team, cutting edge product, perfect marketing timing, but they were stuck at a 12% close rate. When we dug deeper, we discovered something fascinating. While they were authentically presenting themselves as technical wizards, which they were, their most profitable clients weren't buying technical expertise at all. They were buying peace of mind. This is where most businesses miss the mark. They focus so much on telling their own story, they forget they're actually part of someone else's story. Think about Star Wars for a moment. Your clients, they're Luke Skywalker. They're the hero of their own story. Your job isn't to be another hero. It's to be the Obi-Wan Kenobi, the guide who helps them succeed. This is what is commonly known as the hero's journey. Many great marketers have made it the cornerstone of their approaches, like Donald Miller with StoryBrand, and its thread into all of Russell Brunson's books that help him sell ClickFunnels. It's a completely different way of thinking about your audience, not as targets to hit, but as heroes to guide. And today, I'm going to show you exactly how it works. Let's dive into the first key element of understanding your audience: the track map. And I want you to imagine for a moment that you're a NASCAR driver. You wouldn't just show up to on a race day without knowing every inch of the track, right? The same principle applies to your audience. Most businesses make the mistake of relying solely on demographic data: age, income, job title, you know, all the things. But that's like coming to race day and just studying the crowd instead of the course. To really understand your audience, you need to map their journey, not just who they are, but where they're going and what they need to get there. This is where the hero's journey comes in. Instead of focusing on static data points, it guides you to uncover your audience's aspirations, their challenges, and turning points. It's the difference between that flat snapshot and a dynamic film. Let me share you a real-world example. I worked with a financial planning firm that was struggling to stand out in their market, right? They had all the demographic data you could want, average client age, income bracket, even favorite hobbies, but something was still missing. So we applied the success story framework, which is our process of using the hero's journey in marketing. We interviewed their top clients and asked about their journey. What made them seek out the financial planner in the first place? What were their biggest fears? What were their aspirations? What moment made them realize they needed to make a change? The insights were game-changing. It turned out that their most successful clients weren't just looking for an investment advice. They were looking for a guide to help them navigate life transitions like retirement, selling a business, or handling an inheritance. These were real plot points in their story. Armed with this understanding, we helped the firm reposition themselves, not just as financial experts, but as transition navigators. They created content, services, and messaging all around guiding clients through these key life moments. The result? Their client engagement skyrocketed and even attracted a whole new segment of clients they hadn't even considered before. And that's the power of the success story framework. It takes you beyond surface level data and into the heart of what really drives your audience. And when you align your message and your services with those core motivations, that's when the magic happens. Now, I know what some of you might be thinking, but Buzz, I'm not a storyteller. I'm a business owner. And to that, I say you're already telling a story, whether you realize it or not. Every piece of content you create, every sales conversation you have, it's all part of a narrative. The question is it the right narrative? Is it a story that resonates with your audience's deepest needs and desires? If not, don't worry. Over the next few minutes, I'm going to walk you through exactly how to apply the success story framework in your own business. We'll cover the key elements of a compelling client story, how to map your services to those aspirational moments, and how to turn those insights into messaging that hits home every time. So grab a pen and get ready. Your audience alignment transformation starts now. So let's talk about the heart of the success story framework, the hero's journey. This concept has been around for centuries, from ancient myths to modern movies. And there's a reason it stood the test of time. It taps into something universal in the human experience. And at its core, the hero's journey is about transformation. It's about starting in one place, often a place of struggle or dissatisfaction, and ending up somewhere better, somewhere you couldn't have gotten on your own. And here's the key. Your clients are the hero of their own journey. Your role, you're the guide, the Obi-Wan to their Luke. When you start to see your audience this way, it changes everything. You stop trying to be the star of the show and start focusing on supporting their transformation. Your message shifts from look how great we are to here's how we can help you become who you want to be. Let's break this down into three phases of the hero's journey and how they apply to your business. First up, we have the departure phase. This is where your client has that aha moment, that realization that something needs to change. They're standing at the precipice of transformation, equal parts excitement and terrified. And that's where you come in. Your job isn't to sell them your services, it's to be the catalyst that ignites their journey. You need to paint a picture so vivid, so compelling, that they can't help but take that first step. But here's where many businesses trip up. They fall into what I call the superhero syndrome. They swoop in with their metaphoric cape, promising to save the day. But remember, your client is the hero of this story. You're the wise mentor, the Obi-Wan to their Luke. Your role is to guide, to equip, to empower, not to steal the show. Which brings us to the second phase, initiation. This is where your client takes the leap and engages your services. They've committed to the journey, and now it's time for you to provide the tools and insights they need to navigate the challenges ahead. But beware of the jargon trap. It's easy to get caught up in the industry speak, trying to impress with complex terminology. But like the Yoda would cryptically say, do or not to do, there is no try. Okay, that was a bad impression, but you get the point. All that jargon can leave your clients more confused than empowered. Your job is to translate your expertise into actionable wisdom. It's not about showing off what you know. It's about helping your client understand what they need to do. Let me give you a real-world example. A friend of mine was working with a software company that was struggling with their marketing. Rather than positioning themselves as just another IT provider, my friend helped them reframe their role as a digital transformation partner. By focusing on guiding clients through the technological change rather than just selling software, they not only differentiated themselves, but also increased their average deal size by a whopping 130%. That's the power of positioning yourself as a guide, not a hero. This brings us to the return phase. This is the part of the story where your client emerges transformed, armed with newfound capabilities and ready to tackle new challenges. They've slain their dragons, navigated the twists and turns, and come out the other side a changed person or business. But here's the thing, their journey doesn't end there. As their guide, your role is to continue being a resource to help them leverage their new skills and insights for even greater success. This is where a lot of businesses miss the mark. They're so focused on closing the deal, on getting that happily ever after, that they forget the story continues. The most successful businesses understand that transformed clients aren't just one-time wins. They're a lifelong advocate and partner. I want you to take a moment right now and think about a recent client engagement. When did they have that aha moment that they needed a guide? How did your services support their transformation? And most importantly, what new opportunities and adventures opened up for them as a result? If you're struggling to answer that question, it might be time to rethink how you're approaching client success. So let's recap. The hero's journey isn't about positioning yourself as the hero swooping in to save the day. It's about being the guide, the mentor, the catalyst for your client's transformation. By aligning your messaging and your services with each stage of their journey, which are the departure, the initiation, and the return, you not only attract more of your ideal clients, but you set them up for long-term sustainable success. Now let's take a closer look at how to craft your client's success story. Every great narrative has certain key elements that make it compelling. Think of them as the secret sauce to building blocks of a story that sticks. Miss one and your story falls flat. But master them and you'll have clients lining up to work with you. I'd like to break these elements down into what I call the five P's of persuasive storytelling: problem, pursuit, pivot, proof, possibility. Let's dive into each one of these and see how they can transform your marketing from boring to buzzworthy. Let's start with the problem. Every great story starts with a problem, and your client's story is no different. What was the challenge they were facing before they found you? What kept them up at night? The key here is to dig deep into the emotional and financial toll this problem was taking. For example, I worked with a financial services firm that discovered their clients weren't just struggling with the numbers, they were feeling overwhelmed, out of control, like their financial future was one big question mark. By tapping into that emotional undercurrent, we were able to craft a story that resonated on a much deeper level. Next, we transition into the pursuit. This is where the part of the story where your client decides to take action, to do something about their problem. What was the moment that made them realize they needed help? What gave them courage to pursue change, even if it was really scary. Highlighting this turning point not only makes your story more compelling, but it also helps your potential clients see themselves in the narrative. Then we come to the pivot. This is where you enter the story, where your services come into play. But rather than just listing what you do, focus on how you help your clients see their problem in a new light. How does your unique approach or methodology make all of the difference? Here's a great case study. A business coach I know was working with an entrepreneur who was completely burnt out. She was working 80-hour weeks, barely seeing her family, and still she was feeling like she was always behind. Rather than just diving into tactics and strategies, the coach helped her take a step back and reframe how she was approaching her business. Together, they shifted her focus from endless hustle to strategic delegation and streamlining. Within months, not only had her revenue doubled, but her stress levels had halved. She rediscovered her passion and was able to be present for her family again. That's the power of pivot. Of course, no story is complete without proof. This is where you get to showcase the tangible, measurable results your client achieved. But rather than just rattling off numbers, use this as an opportunity to illustrate the transformation. Paint a picture of the before and the after. And remember, while numbers tell, stories sell. Finally, we wrap up with possibility. This is where you leave your client and your potential clients with a vision of what's now possible. What new opportunities are available to them now that they've overcome their challenges? What exciting adventures await them now that they have you as their guide? The more vividly you can paint this picture, the more irresistible your story becomes. So how do you actually put this framework into action? Well, it's actually kind of simple. We first identify your most compelling client success story. Then we map out each story with using the five P's as your guide. Once we have the five P's in place, we integrate these stories into every aspect of your marketing, from your website copy to your sales conversations. And remember to continuously collect and refine your success stories as your business grows. The success story framework is your secret weapon for creating marketing that resonates on a deep emotional level. By positioning your client as the hero and yourself as their guide, you not only attract more of your ideal clients, but you create a ripple effect of transformation that extends far beyond any single engagement. So go forth and tell your stories. Your clients are out there waiting for a guide like you to help them write their next chapter. All you have to do is show them what's possible. And that, my friends, is a wrap on audience alignment. We've covered a lot of ground, from the transformative power of the hero's journey to the art and science of crafting compelling client success stories. But we're not done yet. Next up, we're going to dive into the final piece of the AAA framework, action alignment. This is where the rubber meets the road, where we translate all of these insights and strategies into a concrete action plan for your business. So make sure to subscribe. And in the meantime, start putting these principles into practice. Identify those client stories, map out their journeys, and start weaving them into your marketing. Trust me, these results speak for themselves. Until then, I am Buzz, reminding you that being boring is a choice. So stay buzzworthy.